50 Republican veterans in Congress condemn Tim Walz's military service lies. By Christina Wong on August 21, 2024. 50 Republican military veterans serving in the U.S. Congress on Wednesday sent a letter to Democrat vice presidential candidate Governor Tim Walz, MN, harshly condemning his lies about his military service. They said in the letter, which was released as Walz ready to deliver remarks at the Democratic National Convention. The office of the vice president is a position that requires the trust of the American people and a solemn commitment to duty on behalf of the United States of America. As veterans who have served our nation, we feel compelled to address your egregious misrepresentations and urge you to come clean to the American people. The Republican members said Walz should be proud of his service in the National Guard, but added, "There is no honor in lying about the nature of your service." They wrote, "Repeatedly claiming to be a retired command sergeant major when you did not complete the requirements was not honorable. Nor was it honorable to claim to carry weapons in war when you had not served in war. And abandoning the men and women under your leadership just as they were getting ready to deploy was certainly not honorable either." Walz falsely claimed he was a retired command sergeant major, the highest enlisted rank in the Army, when he was actually a retired master sergeant. He also falsely claimed he carried weapons in war when he had never deployed to a combat zone. To be blunt, when you falsely claim military service that did not happen and abandon your post, you diminish the real sacrifices made by veterans who did serve in combat, they wrote, adding, "The honor of wearing the uniform is earned through dedication, bravery, and an unwavering sense of duty. You have displayed none of these characteristics as you have lied your way through a political career launched on the foundation of a title you did not earn in combat deployments you did not take part in." They said their grave concern stemmed from the office he was running for, vice president, which is one heartbeat away from commander-in-chief. "You've already demonstrated your unwillingness to lead in time of war and a lack of honor through your blatant misrepresentations exploiting and co-opting the experiences of America's combat veterans for personal gain," they said, adding, "As a result, America's veterans and service members are rightfully concerned about what would happen to them should you ascend to the presidency. When America asked you to lead your troops into war, you turned your back on your troops. You have violated the trust of our brothers and sisters in arms. Their blood, sweat, and sacrifice are the only reason our nation is able to exist. Until you admit you lied to them, there is no way you can be trusted to serve as vice president." The letter was signed by Brian Mast, Chair of Veterans and Military Families for Trump, U.S. Representative, FL-21, Staff Sergeant, U.S. Army, retired. Joni Ernst, U.S. Senator, IA, Lieutenant Colonel, Army National Guard, retired. Roger Marshall, U.S. Senator, KS, Captain, U.S. Army Reserve, retired. Rick Scott, U.S. Senator, FL, Petty Officer 3rd Class, U.S. Navy, retired. Roger Wicker, U.S. Senator, MS, Lieutenant Colonel, U.S. Air Force Reserve, retired. Brian Babin, U.S. Representative, TX-36, Captain, U.S. Air Force, retired. Don Bacon, U.S. Representative, NEO-2, Brigadier General, U.S. Air Force, retired. Jim Baird, U.S. Representative, INO-4, First Lieutenant, U.S. Army, retired. Jim Banks, U.S. Representative, INO-3, Lieutenant, U.S. Navy Reserve, retired. Jack Bergman, U.S. Representative, MIO-1, Lieutenant General, U.S. Marine Corps Reserve, retired. Mike Bost, U.S. Representative, IL-12, Corporal, U.S. Marine Corps, retired. Mike Carey, U.S. Representative, OH-15, U.S. Army Reserve, retired. Eli Crane, U.S. Representative, AZ-02, Petty Officer 1st Class, U.S. Navy, retired. Warren Davidson, U.S. Representative, OH-08, Captain, U.S. Army, retired. Neil Dunn, U.S. Representative, FL-02, Major, U.S. Army, retired. Jake Elsey, U.S. Representative, TX-06, Commander, U.S. Navy, retired. Pat Fallon, U.S. Representative, TX-04, Captain, U.S. Air Force, retired. Scott Fitzgerald, U.S. Representative, WIO-5, Lieutenant Colonel, U.S. Army Reserve, retired. Scott Franklin, U.S. Representative, FL-18, Commander, U.S. Navy, retired. Tony Gonzalez, U.S. Representative, TX-23, Master Chief Petty Officer, U.S. Navy, retired. Mark Green, U.S. Representative, TN-07, Major, U.S. Army, retired. Brett Guthrie, U.S. Representative, KY-02, First Lieutenant, U.S. Army, retired. Clay Higgins, U.S. Representative, LA-03, Staff Sergeant, Army National Guard, retired. Wesley Hunt, U.S. Representative, TX-38, Captain, U.S. Army, retired. Dara Lisa, U.S. Representative, CA-48, Captain, U.S. Army, retired. Ronnie Jackson, U.S. Representative, TX-13, Rear Admiral, U.S. Navy, retired. Jen Kiggins, U.S. Representative, VA-02, U.S. Navy, retired. Nick LaLota, U.S. Representative, NY-01, Lieutenant, U.S. Navy, retired. Greg Lopez, U.S. Representative, COO-04, U.S. Air Force, retired. Barry Loudermilk, U.S. Representative, GA-11, Staff Sergeant, U.S. Air Force, retired. Anna Paulina Luna, U.S. Representative, FL-13, Senior Airman, U.S. Air Force, retired. Rich McCormick, U.S. Representative, GA-06, Commander, U.S. Navy, retired. Max Miller, U.S. Representative, OH-07, Corporal, U.S. Marine Corps Reserve, retired. Marianette Miller Meeks, U.S. Representative, IA-01, Lieutenant Colonel, U.S. Army, retired. Corey Mills, U.S. Representative, FL-07, Sergeant, U.S. Army, retired. Barry Moore, U.S. Representative, AL-02, Staff Sergeant, Army National Guard, retired. Troy Nels, U.S. Representative, TX-22, Major, U.S. Army Reserve, retired. Zach Nunn, U.S. Representative, IA-03, Colonel, U.S. Air Force Reserve. Scott Perry, U.S. Representative, PA-10, Brigadier General, Army National Guard, retired. August Flugger, U.S. Representative, TX-11, Colonel, U.S. Air Force, retired. Guy Rees-Kenthler, U.S. Representative, PA-14, Lieutenant, U.S. Navy, retired. Hal Rogers, U.S. Representative, KY-05, Staff Sergeant, Army National Guard, retired. Keith Self, U.S. Representative, TX-03, Lieutenant Colonel, U.S. Army, retired. Gregory Stube, U.S. Representative, FL-17, Captain, U.S. Army, retired. William Timmons, U.S. Representative, SC-04, Captain, Air National Guard. Derek Van Orden, U.S. Representative, WI-03, Senior Chief Petty Officer, U.S. Navy, retired. Michael Waltz, U.S. Representative, FL-06, Colonel, Army National Guard, retired. Brandon Williams, U.S. Representative, NY-22, Lieutenant, U.S. Navy, retired. Joe Wilson, U.S. Representative, SC-02, Colonel, Army National Guard, retired. Ryan Zinke, U.S. Representative, Mount 01, Commander, U.S. Navy, retired. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.